It's Sunday, the 26th of August. Aye, the month is flying in. And it's 9:50 a.m. Not long out of bed. I guess the week's holiday caught up with us. We went to bed about 11 last night and didn't get up till that time. Around 9:30. Anyway. Oh, it's cool this morning, but it's supposed to be a nice day. You can hear the maggies, or the magpies, baying of the garden. So, back to morning thoughts. I woke this morning and caught the news just as I had my porridge, and I hear that Neil Armstrong has died at 82. It's going to be a big funeral, that, isn't it? The man was an American hero. He was a hero to more than America, but in America especially, I guess there'd be a massive tribute for that guy. And you know, the funny thing that I thought at the time was, I can remember, always remember, the two guys that went down to land, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. I can never remember the guy that went up with them, the third man. Why is that? Did that guy just get dropped? Did they just not publicise him at all enough? Or I asked my wife and she says she couldn't say either. It's just one of those names that just never come up. You mention Lander on the Moon and it's immediately Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Isn't that a shame? Because he was in control of the mothercraft, as it were. So, another great man, another hero. Bites the dust, as they say. I don't know what was going to run through my head this morning, to be honest. It's just waking up. Waking up and getting the head together and actually not trying to think about anything in particular. Whatever comes to mind. I could tell you that I had to yesterday almost take a chainsaw to the garden when I got back. It's overgrown that much in a week, and the grass was 6 inches high. And oh, I can smell, got me smelling. Strong scent coming from somewhere this morning in the garden. Oh, I'll have to investigate that. But it's at the far end, so. Oh, it's a hardened geranium. I can see it from here, but I'm in my sandals and the grass is wet. I'll get a row for trail grass cuttings back into the house. Made a bill yesterday that I'm back on the fitness and well-being trail. I think I said train, actually. Maybe I meant trail. What did I mean? I don't care. I'm back on it anyway, so half a bowl of porridge, half the amount I normally have in the morning, and an extra big glass of mineral salts water. I don't mean mineral salts water, I mean water at the tap, tepid water, with a sash of mineral salts added. And I am determined. I started yesterday, actually, big time. I was sitting last night and early evening. I hadn't ate much all day, and by early evening, before my wife made a late supper, half a pork pie, that's what I had, with half a tomato. Anyway, now I might have had the pork pie and two tomatoes. Anyway, so, but that before she gave me that, I was in a state where up here they would say I could eat a scabby horse. Translated, that means a scabby horse. If you don't know what that means, Google it. So, yeah, I was kind of starving. But once I had that, it was absolutely fine. You know, it wasn't as if I felt that I could have ate more. I was fine, so that's the secret, that's the secret. So, but that's another thing. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that in the morning. I just want to just wander about, yawning my head off here, and blow the wet tree. Everything's wet this morning, because we got a lot of rain yesterday. Oh, there's a thing. Isn't it great how the mind works? Hangout last night didn't go ahead as planned. It was to be initiated by Kevin Shutt, and it didn't happen, and of course we had to improvise Simon SM2N, and we did have Don Brown joined for a little while, then we couldn't get him back on. And then I think Don said there was something to do with a storm which possibly stopped Kevin from getting to do what he was supposed to do, interference or whatever. And then on the news this morning, apparently there's one of those terrible hurricanes. It's just about, or is hitting Florida and that area just now, so that would explain fully. And I haven't had any contact from Kevin beforehand. I tried to get him to let me know if things was going to be alright, but I guess that's what's been happening, you know. So, hope he's okay, and I hope nothing serious untoward happens over to the people over there in the States with these kind of things. We're fortunate we don't get them, aren't we? Okay, thoughts. That's enough, I think, for this morning. It's time for a hot shower, I think. Maybe the sounds of my ornamental grass that's grown to over 6 feet because of the rain. That was me being artistic. Time to go indoors. Weaken this dull brain up.